back today.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop
crying. We're live from Bismarck today. And a big announcement, Bobcat Company, we're breaking ground on a $20 million expansion to create innovation, testing, and a technology facility in Bismarck, North Dakota. And, of course, Bobcat's one of those iconic North Dakota names, known for their operations in Gwinner, North Dakota, and company corporate headquarters in West Fargo, and expanding their presence in Bismarck, North Dakota. So we are today broadcasting live from the groundbreaking ceremony here in Bismarck. We're going to chat later in the program with Senator Heidi Heitkamp. We're going to chat with Senator John Hoeven. We're going to chat with the president of Bobcat, Rich Goldsberry, and talk a little bit about what exactly an acceleration center is. So all of that coming up on the program today. And, of course, this event will be happening as we broadcast live. Mark Skogervo, who's with me for the first hour of the What's on Your Mind preview. This is more probably aptly called What's on Our Mind. Mark, yours and mine. Did you have a wonderful day with your mother yesterday?
It was just wonderful. Poignant. She kept asking where my dad was. And, you know, I said he's playing his trumpet in heaven. But other than that, she was very alert. I was very thankful. She's going to be 93. And the food was great. But one of her table mates, since the last time I was there, is gone. A new fellow was there at the table, and we started talking about Mother's Day, and I told him about the Woodrow Wilson Proclamation, and he said yes. And he said, Abraham Lincoln said, all that I am or ever hope to be is because of my dear mother. And I thought that was cool coming from an 85-year-old man with one of his legs missing. Pretty cool. Named Bob.
So Bob was a fan of Abe Lincoln just like you and I.
Yeah, and then there was a young man there who was an orderly at this table, and I went on and on about the bulletproof George Washington and everything, and he said he'd never heard a lot of this stuff. He'd never heard about the faith of our fathers. And I realized that this myth of separation of church and state has been perverted into saying we have to scrub all references to our founding fathers' faith out of our culture, out of our history in the public schools. And that was really the power behind their wisdom and their vision. So, but it was good, and the young man was very engaged, and we had just had a great time with my mom, sang hymns with her and prayed with her. She knew the entire Lord's Prayer, and it was a beautiful day.
Up there in wonderful Bemidji, Minnesota.
Yep. We have the people 8:20 a.m. listening up there, you know, often, and that's good, too.
Absolutely. Well, likewise, you know, as I mentioned on Friday, it was kind of a busy weekend in our house because we had Maria's birthday, we had Hannah's birthday, we had Mother's Day, and we had our wedding anniversary for crying out loud. So how's that for a plateful?
Unbelievable. What a neat place to go, Chase on the Lake, to celebrate.
We did a little bit of that at least one day. The weather was just atrocious. I couldn't believe it. Stopped and parked for half this on the way back. And, of course, normally when the Minnesota, you know, the governor's fishing opener is happening in a particular community, the town just swells with people. It's just jam-packed and becomes quite a little celebration. You pretty much could have shot a can through downtown Bar Rapids on Saturday afternoon. I don't know, it was about 4 o'clock or so. It was pretty quiet.
It might have landed in the Fishhook River and killed a couple of fish, you know.
No, I didn't hear. How did the governor know that? Did he catch a couple? I assume
he got the biggest fish he's ever caught in his life. Of course, it was.
Is that right?
It was a whale. 5,010 pounds.
No, I don't know. Obviously you're having a little fun with the...
He did say, though, it was a walleye. It was the biggest fish he'd ever caught, and he was pretty thrilled.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah, that's good news. So we're going to give you a little preview. As I mentioned, Steve Bockel joined me a little bit here. We'll talk a little bit about what's to come on What's on Your Mind. Take your calls. and start with finding out what's on folks' minds. We're going to chat at the bottom of the hour with Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
That's
we're going to talk to Rich Goldsberry, who is the head of Bobcat, and also talk a little bit about Senator Hoban with lots of calls. But what do you think the big news of the weekend is? Are you thinking Syria, or are you thinking something closer to home, Mark?
Well, above the fold on USA Today, GOP demands Obama apology, seeking the probe of the IRS for singling out Tea Party and Patriots for discrimination, for aggressive, you're making it much harder for them to get their tax-exempt status, anything with Tea Party or Patriot in it, and it's above the fold in USA Today. It is it's pretty serious. NBC's Chuck Todd said on the IRS scandal, this is outrageous, Obama, and Democrats should be condemning this. As Bill Bennett was all over it. I think it's a big, powerful story, and I hope it re-energizes our wonderful movement that we've been a part of from early on, the Tea Party. We got to stand up and say, you can't discriminate against us because we're patriots? Wow! I think atheists and lunatics get really nice breaks, don't they?
Well, first of all, that story is a few days old, but it does seem to be gathering some steam. And of
that
course,
was my point.
The official responses from the IRS seems to be you know, trying to tell us it was some sort of a mistake and a fumble. And, you know, my favorite was the head of the IRS in a press conference talking about this. Talked about how she wasn't good at math. I mean, the IRS just looks like the gang that couldn't shoot straight here. But do you see this? Obviously, your reference to USA Today means it's getting some mainstream media traction, right?
Yeah, and NBC, too. So that's powerful. Did you happen to see Huckabee last night? He ran the show a few times over the weekend. He on Mother's Day had Sean Smith's mother, Pat Smith, saying the Obama administration and Hillary don't care about us at all. This didn't have to happen. I am alone
well, I mean,
on Mother's Day.
You know, and to me, Benghazi's much a much bigger deal. Obviously, the IRS thing is it's an abuse of power. It's hard to believe that there's just some coincidence that you know groups with the name Tea Party are in them are being you know giving additional scrutiny. But nobody died, right? I mean, with Benghazi, you have as you say a mother. Saying I'm alone on Mother's Day. You know, by the way, it was all, you know, I mean, it just is, to me, if we had to pick between the two stories to get some additional scrutiny, I certainly hope it's Benghazi.
Absolutely. However, they do reinforce each other. It again, accrues to show the point of view, the perspective, the priorities of this administration.
Yeah, no, it really does. Closer to home, we have, as I mentioned, the Bobcat groundbreaking today, which prompted a question for us to say, what do you think is a bigger deal in North Dakota? Do you think ag is a bigger deal? Do you think energy, manufacturing, tourism? You know, we're at that time of year, we start hearing about Medora. Medora is the number one tourist spot in all of North Dakota. So that's one of our questions of the day. Want to get your take on that. Speaking of Medora, by the way, Elkhorn Ranch has been deemed a culturally important place. I would agree. It's certainly all of that. But there are plans now to compile a list of culturally important places that officials will protect from disturbances from energy development or other impacts. What do you think of that, Mark?
I think that looking at the footprint of these wells pumping next to the beautiful agricultural products. You know, that was such a beautiful picture last year with the yellow and the blue flowers and the almost obscure oil pumping facility. I think that this is again just a end run by the left to continue to fight against energy independence and to try to run our lives about everything. They can do this. They can drill for oil in a very responsible way, and they've proven it. Not one oil globule has floated up to the surface of Lake Sakakawea, and there's like 30 some pipes going underneath there. So these guys are really careful and really good.
I completely agree. They can coexist without question, and I think that's all part of a larger agenda. But that's a topic we'll tackle as we go throughout the day. Mark's going to give us an update on how the Twins did as well. By the way, coming up a little bit, Steve Bach will join me for a preview of the big news for Bobcat today, expanding in North Dakota. We're going to cover that live. And seems to me yet another great story about the diversity of North Dakota's economy.
It's
and,
solid.
Our question of the day, what's our biggest success? Is it oil? Energy? Is it ag? Is it manufacturing? I mean, you think about our manufacturing stories, they're pretty significant. Bobcat, obviously, a big one. Case IH is another example of that. I mean, there's a growing presence of manufacturing in the state.
And then the big $1.5 billion fertilizer plant up by Grand Forks, that's a huge story.
It is, and of course that, in that sense, connects ag and energy. Without the two together, I mean, ag being the customers and energy providing the feeding stock for the fertilizer. So it's a good topic. Anyway, what's on your mind coming up between 9 and 11 with your calls? More of our preview. Steve Bockett will join me in a moment, live from Bobcat Bismarck. We'll continue after this break. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Hey, friends, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about one of my favorite places in the world. We're talking about Chase on the Lake Resort, one of the premier resorts in Minnesota, on the third biggest lake in Minnesota. Some great walleye fishing. That's Leech Lake, located in a sleepy little Norman Rockwell-like community, Walker, Minnesota. What's not to love? Hey, it gets better. This fabulous resort with everything from three-bedroom condos on down to beautiful, beautiful rooms in their lodge. $69 a night, any room, any night, now till May 23rd, if you use the promo code SCOTT. Go to chaseonthelake.com. You can take a tour. You'll see the restaurant, the bar, the Comprador Aveda Spa. You'll see these facilities, the lodging. It is absolutely incredible. And if you go to chasecondosales.com, you can own a piece of the Chase starting at $150,000. No mowing. None of the hassles. They'll fill the boat with gas. They'll put the dock out. ChaseCondosales.com. It starts at $150,000. Check it all out. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Unbelievable. What are we going to do here? All right, we're back. Live at the location, Bismarck, Bobcat. Big day today for Bismarck and for Bobcat. Steve Bockett is here, my co-host for What's on Your Mind, coming up 9 to 11. How you doing there, Steve?
I am doing just fine. How was your fishing this weekend?
There was no fishing. Are you rubbing that in?
Yeah,
that
I was.
North Dakota once again wins?
Yeah, I was. I was talking to the fishing professionals at Berkeley on Sunday, too, and they were like, They were going out in the morning, and I got invited with. I just had too much other stuff I had going on. But, you know, we can go fishing at any time here because we do
have
open water.
There's no such thing as an opener.
No.
Even though we kind of agree that that isn't necessarily a good thing. To not have at least a little bit of a break, right? That's about the only fishing controversy in North Dakota.
Maybe a little catch and release. I wouldn't mind seeing that. So we do have open water, and boy, today, 90 plus today.
Yeah, what's the deal? Now, it's showing a little cool, cloudy, even a little rainy.
Chance of thunderstorms this afternoon.
But it's actually going to be 93 degrees today by one estimation. I think we just skipped spring. That's the deal. We went right from winter to summer.
No, yeah, there wasn't a spring. No spring at all.
Very bizarre, isn't it?
It's kind of weird for fishing, too. I was talking to some friends that were out fishing this weekend. They'd planned on going to the Minnesota Opener, and then, well, no open water on any of the lakes they usually go to. So they wound up staying here, and fishing was spotty at best. You had to get into them. But we are here for a rather momentous day for North Dakota and Bismarck area and central and western North Dakota. This is... You know, manufacturing kind of gets left by the wayside in the discussion between agriculture and energy. And the manufacturing side here and how it plays into both in North Dakota is a huge story. I mean, manufacturing is number three. Usually you think of hospitals and education as being big employers, but manufacturing is booming in North Dakota.
It's a juggernaut of a job, provider. And, of course, you think about, for instance, Bobcat. Now, there's an iconic name. Actually started, I love the story of Bobcat because I've met the Kellers and I've heard the family stories of how, you know, the first skid steer loader was literally a project in a garage in Little Rosse, Minnesota. And, all of a sudden there was a connection to the Melrose out in Gwinner, and a little bit of a partnership emerged. They took it down to the Minnesota State Fair and slapped some stickers on it. And some folks came to the Minnesota State Fair, started putzing around with a loader, and, you know, they were on a few turkey farms. And all of a sudden, one turns into two, to three, to four, to five, to six. And ultimately, you know, Melrose bought the rights to do it. And then the name Bobcat was added, you know, the color scheme was added, white and orange. And
the thought process that goes through that, and from tinkering around in a garage to, hey, we may be onto something here.
Awesome?
That's that entrepreneurial spirit that we have here in the Upper Midwest. That just it's unprecedented.
It really is, and of course, Bobcat got so big that it would not be impossible for the thought of the manufacturing to have left North Dakota. It didn't. It stayed, even with an international owner now in Doosan. So pretty extraordinary. And again, I think it goes to that great North Dakota work ethic that is really amazing. I mean, essentially, the skid steer loader, the Bobcat skid steer loader, replaced the wheelbarrow and the pitchfork in farming, and going on now with all the different attachments and all the different things that it does to literally being, a force in small construction as well as agriculture and... Anybody, even has one in North Dakota to clear their yards and driveways and everything else.
Think of it 10 years ago. Did you ever think, if you try to think back 10 years ago, what would you do without your smartphone now? And in the construction trades, agriculture, the oil patch, no matter what labor-intensive jobs are out there, you now have Bobcat that is an integral part of that with the skid steer loaders. It's just, imagine trying to do some of the construction jobs that you did 10 years ago or 15 or 20 years ago without one now. You just don't.
Exactly right. Now, the dignitaries that will be here today, the Governor Jack Dalrymple will be here, Mayor John Warford of Bismarck, Senator Hoven, Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer. That's a pretty good all-star lineup. And we'll talk to Rich Goldsberry, too. Rich is, of course, the president of Bobcat. They were courted by a lot of companies. A lot of states, a lot of areas to say. I know Atlanta, Georgia was after them and a few others as well. And so we have to talk a little bit about the process of
of being courted by all those other places and choosing North Dakota for this acceleration center facility. My understanding, we'll learn more about it today, but that essentially it's all about innovation. It's a $20 million renovation and expansion to what they call, we'll call the acceleration center in here, a modern complex where they advance innovation and all their top professionals utilize technology and modern design to ensure the position that Bobcat continues to be a leader in the compact equipment industry. I think it's the equivalent of you and I as kids playing in the sandbox. See what we can come up with different ideas, you know?
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that they were courted by other states to bring this side of the industry to other locations. And, you know, it's nice having that hometown feel, that homegrown feel, but at the end of the day, this is a business, and it's going to be interesting getting the story of why North Dakota stacked up better than some of those other states, and how North Dakota won the opportunity to continue to have this business, and the crux of this business still located in North Dakota and here in Bismarck.
Yeah, it really is. There'll be about 135 employees. And again, they're the ones that will be tasked with innovating and advancing designs, testing, prototype engineering, computer simulation of ideas and concepts. And evidently this facility will be pretty unique in the industry even, and the idea is to have sort of an open environment to collaborate and to take all the technology, use your smartphone, analogy. That's the kind of things they'll be just playing around with different ways to make these things work. And you know, the attachments have been a good example. I mean, all the skid steer loader, first things first, cleaning out barns, right? I mean, that's what it did. And in a tight space, well, from that has come all these different attachments that has expanded from agriculture into the construction industry, and a lot of that comes from the attachments. So
whether
this would be the kind of place where we can do all that.
Yeah, the sweepers, the snow throwers, it's just, there's an application for absolutely anything, and there's an attachment for everything, and that flexibility with all the different attachments, I think, is what makes Bobcat one of the innovators in the marketplace.
We'll talk also with, as we mentioned, Senator Heidi Heitkamp and Senator John Hoeven on the program today. I guess we'll, in addition to obviously the news of Bobcat today, talk a little bit about I guess the internet sales tax has been a hot item last week on the air. What else are we going to tackle with them, Steve?
Well, the Farm Bill, of course, is another good topic of discussion. That is moving forward, as we just spoke with Congressman Kevin Cramer with the word from Washington last week, and finding out that was being addressed that very day, last Wednesday, and we'll see where that's moving forward. I know Senators Heitkamp and Senator Hoeven pushing for that because it's vital for what goes on in the upper Midwest and the breadbasket of this country.
Absolutely. So anyway, we'll give a chance to visit with them, and of course we'll find out what's on your mind as well as we start the program each and every weekday morning, giving you a chance to let us know what's on your mind by calling us at 800-228-0550. Is that in your speed dial yet? That's you. That's the greatest honor you can give Steve and I, is just popping that number right there in your speed dial so you can pop it up in your favorites.
Nobody wants to hear us.
Give us a jingle, right? Yeah. Anyway, we'll find out what happened in sports last night. Mark Skogervo is back to tell us a little bit about that, and we'll be live with What's on Your Mind from the Bobcat Acceleration Center groundbreaking ceremony in Bismarck. Stay tuned, folks.
Listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brands. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, NelsonFergusFalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, NelsonFergusFalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Acceleration groundbreaking ceremony happening here shortly after 9 o'clock, which we will bring you live and direct. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, Senator John Hovind, President Bobcat Rich Goldsberry will be here to talk about a big day. And in the case of the senators, also some things on the news as well. Mark Stogerbo is here, and Mark is my go-to guy for what happened in sports the night before as we do a little preview of what's on your mind each and every weekday morning now at this time. And no more wild to talk about, Mark. Are you having a little wild morning party, or you know, you over that loss to the Minnesota Wild? How are you faring there?
Well, I am. I'm mourning, but I'm very encouraged. They got a great nucleus. They've got, you know, 10 guys that are very solid. They had such injury laden as far as the goalies this year. They really made it tough to go against the number one team. But they have a wonderful future, I think. Very solid blend of veterans and young folks. But did you see that by any chance, that Wild golf tournament on Sunday? It was had to be the story of the weekend. Pretty radical. Tiger and Sergio were sparring and bickering about, as they often do. And after the 17th hole, which was the 71st hole at the Players' Championship in Florida, Sawgrass, a Tiger had gone to the island green, that one that's surrounded by water, and gotten a three, parred the hole, ready for one more hole. Sergio had just birdied a hole, so they were dead tie. Sergio goes to the 17th tee and hits two balls in a row in the water. He gets a seven. He's so freaked, he goes to the final hole, hits another one in the river. So he goes from playoff, looks like almost a sure thing for a playoff, to eighth place, and it probably cost him $1 million. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, you know, and I like Sergio Garcia too a lot. That was and I used to root for Tiger Woods. I don't root for him anymore for obvious reasons. They don't like each other much either, I don't think, do they?
No, they don't. And apparently, the Tiger drew a 5-wood out the day before Sergio had hit, and the crowd erupted in a big roar. And so Sergio said that, you know, that Tiger Woods caused him to hit a shot crooked, and so they had a lot. They've got bad blood to the point where Sergio said he's glad he didn't have to play the last round with him. So they, you know, are open about that. I'm also very encouraged about the Twins, even though they lost 6-0. On to Baltimore. They played 10 straight games against first place teams and are 17-17. By this time last year, it was virtually over, and the year before. So I'm encouraged about the Twins, and they're going to play the last place team now, Chicago White Sox. So that's novel at home. So now we've got some games here at home, and then we got to play Boston again. But we took three out of four from them, so pretty encouraged about that. The Fargo Force lost two in Dubuque, coming home for a must-win game on Friday.
Now, you think the Twins are going to be a little cocky after, you know, throwing pretty well against a very good Boston team, or you think they're going to be smart here and not take Chicago for granted?
You know, oftentimes they do that. They have little letdowns, but I feel like Chicago has been their main rivalry through the years. I think they're going to be up for it and play hard, but they're going to have 17 games in a row after this series is over at home. So, you know, but it's good to be home. They've been on the road and tough. But I really like their ball club. The great bullpen. Mauer's got two hits again yesterday. He's hit in 11 straight games. People were saying maybe he shouldn't have gotten married because he had a slump there for a while, but he is way back over 320 batting average again, so looking good.
Now, why would they say he shouldn't get married? That's kind of a mean thing to say, isn't it?
Well, they figured that it's the old adage about sports. You know, women and sports don't mix because then you just can't do as well. And so when he went on the longest hitless streak of his career, like I think it was like 17, 18 in a row without a hit, they tried to blame her. And so maybe he got mad and got really focused, and boy, they're not going to be saying that anymore.
So you're feeling that they're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, I just love the Twins, and I'm happy that, 128 games left. I think they're going to be contenders if their pitching stays healthy, and they've got this, like I say, one of the best bullpens in the world. And so, you know, we've got a lot of really good hitters that aren't. Well, Morneau's only got two home runs, and some of our great power hitters haven't been hitting for power. And so, there's a lot of on tap potential. I'm such an optimist about the Twins. I'm half loopy, you know, but I love them and fully expect them to win the World Series every year.
And there's some great memories from those 97 and 87, rather, and 91 runs.
Oh, that was just terrific.
It'd be fun to go that route again. But they kind of are like the Vikes, right? They kind of tend to break your heart a little bit, Mark.
You know, and that's true of everybody, because the better your team does, the higher your expectations. Some of the most frustrated and angry fans in sports are Yankee fans, even though they've won more World Series than anybody else. So the standard is so high, they just expect them to win all the time. And, you know, you want to always improve on the previous year, so there's the hopes and the expectations, unless you win the championship and then repeat and three-peat and quad-peat, you know, your fans never expect anything less than better than last year. And when you're at the top, you know, they're not satisfied till you stay there.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is.
Any other sports stories you want to pass along?
Your team, you're in Harold Hamm's team, they've got their back against the wall. They've lost two. They've only won one, so Oklahoma needs to step up. I really like that team. Good, solid, good people. And, you know, so they've got to raise the bar a little bit. They've been close games, but they're behind 1-2. So I'm pulling for Oklahoma too. You right along with you and Hannah and Harold Hamm, and my sister, by the way, who lives in
right?
My sister lives in Tulsa.
Who else is there to root for in the NBA Finals right now?
Well, I don't know. Again, with Miami, LeBron James joining that amazing group of four times or more MVP winners. He joined Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan, Bill Russell, and Wilt Chamberlain. Five men have won the MVP four times or more, and they've looked a little shaky against Chicago. Hanging in there, I think they're up 2-1. So if people like underdogs, they're pulling for Chicago. But that's, they're expected to win. They're expected to win, so anything less than that will be a disappointment.
A couple of questions of the day we'll tackle that will come up, no doubt, throughout the program here today. We're live in Bismarck, by the way, Bobcat Acceleration Center groundbreaking ceremony is going to be happening after 9 o'clock, and soon we'll see a lot of dignitaries roll in, Governor Dalrymple, Mayor John Warford, Senator John Hoeven, who will join us, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who will join us, along with the president of Bobcat, Rich Goldsberry. All will check
terrific.
In on this big day. They're actually going to be turning some dirt, too, using some of the Bobcat machines and shovels.
That sounds like a great... How many people do you think they're going to employ there?
The numbers of folks, and again, this center is where they're going to take professionals and utilize technology and modern design to, ultimately kind of put some projects on the drawing board. So they're talking about 135 employees initially that will all be part of the innovation and, design team doing the testing, the prototype engineering, computer simulation of different ideas and concepts. So, sounds like about 135 to start with, Mark, to answer your question.
That's great.
You know, by the way, the contractor for the project is Comstock Construction out of Wapakoneta. So, there's another good connection east versus west. Here you have, in the capital city, Bobcat expanding, and yet a Wapakoneta company is doing the construction. I mean, Comstock does obviously work all over, but I always like when you see every corner of North Dakota winning from a day like today. It's a nice deal.
It sure is. Of course,
right,
the Minnesota side of our signal, they're facing the Senate vote on gay marriage. So that's a story that's probably not going to die for a while. And it's right at the top of the stack on the Minnesota side of our signal, like I said.
It's one of our questions. Minnesota set to become the first Midwest state to legalize gay marriage this week. Your reaction? Did you ever think gay marriage would come to the heartland? Here's some of the comments. Steve says, I don't know, Scott. Our country and morals are going down the drain, it seems. All I can say is God help us. Susan says, I'm disgusted and heartbroken. Won't be long before someone challenges North Dakota's amendment, I'm sure. Todd says, so-called marriage equality doesn't add up. God said, be fruitful and multiply. Kenny says, never by vote, always by Congress. Brian says, call it progress. If it happens, it was meant to be. I may not agree with it, but nobody in North Dakota will control what Minnesota will do. Renee says, if we're going to embrace freedom, then it means for all human beings, not just a select few. As long as someone isn't infringing on my rights, why is it up to me to tell them what they can and cannot do? This goes for the government as well. Why should anyone have to get permission to get married? In my humble opinion, the government should be out of that equation, period. What do you say to Renee, Mark?
I say that live and let live is fine to a point, but when kids are involved, then government's prime directive is to defend the weak from the strong. And there is no doubt that the incidence of pedophilia goes way up. The disproportionate number of molestation of children that comes from the homosexual small 1 to 2% segment of the population is alarming. And I'm sorry.
Right, but I also think, to Renee's point, I mean, look, in a place where we do have extraordinary freedom, if someone makes that choice, obviously that's a choice they're making. That's fine. I think the argument here is redefining marriage, right? Having the state, the government say, no, it can be anything we decide it can be. That's the scary part. I think that's different. I think actually the position you and I share, that marriage should be defined as it has been for, the beginning of time, as between one man and one woman, is not inconsistent with saying if someone chooses to be in a same-sex relationship, that's fine. From the standpoint, it's their decision. You know, we might not morally agree with it and don't morally agree with it, but it doesn't mean that that we ought to throw in the towel on redefining marriage. I don't think those two are inconsistent, are they?
No, but then they take it to the next step and say, well, then you've got to affirm us. We've got to educate your children, no matter what you believe, that we're equal in every way, that we're the moral equivalence of homosexual marriage to traditional marriage. They did this in Scandinavia, and now the whole institution of traditional marriage is virtually dissipated. This is not good for the culture.
On that debate on our Facebook page, check that out. More coming up. Live Bismarck.
Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUOnTheRoad.org. CU as in credit union on the road.org and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
Hi, my name is Dan Bros, chairman of the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties Executive Committee. Our mission is to be the trusted and unified voice for the betterment of the citizens of North Dakota and the membership of the association. Our group of cities, counties, and school districts span 18 counties, covering a geographic area from Botno County, west to Divide County, and south to Bowman County. Our association also has a partnership with the North Dakota Coal Conversion Counties. Our communities are solving issues concerning infrastructure, roads, bridges, quality water, good schools, and safe communities. In our search for solutions, we've gathered research data relating to population growth in schools, city needs, and emergency services. For more information, go to our website and check us out at ndenergy.org. Sign up for our free weekly e-news. There's also more information concerning planning efforts in Western North Dakota on visionwestnd.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Live from Bismarck today in the Bobcat Acceleration Center groundbreaking ceremony with Steve Bach and I am Scott Hillen. Big news for Bobcat today, expanding in North Dakota, which is good news. Governor Dalrymple is here. Senator Hovind is here. See Senator Heitkamp yet, Steve?
No, not yet, but I'm sure she'll be here shortly.
I see the mayor of Bismarck, John Warford, is here. Congressman Kramer will be here. We just saw Mike Seminary. Mike's a member of the Bismarck City Commission. By the way, he has tennis shoes on.
See that? He always wears tennis shoes. He's a runner.
Yeah. In his suit, though?
Well, yeah. He dresses up in tennis shoes. He's a runner. You never know when he might have to run.
Here's our governor. He dresses a lot better than Mike Seminary. That's for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Hi, Governor. How are you?
Good morning.
Good to see you. Our Friday guest, Jack Dalrymple, just showed up, as a matter of fact. He's getting set for the
through the groundbreaking as well. This is a good day. This is a good deal. And I'm going to be interested in talking to the president of Bobcat a little later on about all the different choices they had and where they could put this particular facility. But it's nice, I think, Steve, and a solid way to start a new week, knowing that Bobcat, with its connection to North Dakota history over the years, is expanding right here.
Staying at home.
But, you know, with the fierce competition for an improvement anywhere in the economy, you know, a lot of folks in the other 49 states would love to be able to have this facility. So,
yeah. It's the history of the company, of Bobcat, that people are looking forward to trying to steal from North Dakota, I'm guessing, through that process, because with manufacturer being the third leg of the stool, so to speak, here in North Dakota, with energy and with agriculture, and so many of the innovations, and that's what this center is. It's an innovation center. So many of those innovations tie back into construction, agriculture, energy, and all the things that we have going on in North Dakota. I'm sure that was part of the process, the thought process, that, you know what, this is where this is needed. Let's keep this at home.
So I know our folks listening, of course, in eastern North Dakota on the AM 1100 The Flag, a lot of the folks down there in Quinner, this is good news. You know, obviously the turn down in the economy nationwide hurt Bobcat, because they sell these things all over the United States, and obviously there was a little...
All over the world.
Yeah, they do, all over the world, and there was obviously a fair amount of concern about would they be able to weather the storm. And now to have an expansion and have a $20 million facility like this and pick North Dakota bodes well for all those good folks. So that's a good thing. So anyway, that'll be the big story of the day. And one of our questions we have for you with this news today, more good news for North Dakota and yet another demonstration of a diverse economy. What do you think the biggest success North Dakota has? Is it energy? Is it agriculture? Is it manufacturing? And I know you're going to say it, Steve. Is it tourism?
You know what?
It's all of the above.
All of the above,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it takes all those cogs in that wheel to make sure that an economy cruises along. I mean, you look across the rest of the country, and a lot of other parts of the country have one leg. They'll have one of those legs. They don't have all the pieces like we have here in North Dakota.
By the way, the Bismarck Tribune has weighed in over the weekend saying the legislature accomplished big things. The Bismarck Tribune editorial page not taking the cue of the critics. What do you make of that?
And what are those big things?
Well, I think, are you not agreeing with the Bismarck Tribune?
Well, I just think it depends on the perspective you're at. I mean, depending on which side you're...
$4 billion in infrastructure spending is not small.
Well, that's definitely a big thing.
$1.1 billion in tax relief is not small.
That's a big thing, too.
I guess what else would there be? There would be, you know... A transformation of sorts of the K-12 funding system. Is it enough? You know, some of the questions, is it, you know, that'll be out there. But
was the money spent where you thought the money should have been spent? I think that's the big debate.
DUI reform, Fargo Forum weighed in on that, by the way, saying that whether North Dakota DUI reform went far enough is a leap of faith. I guess that means we'll find out at some point.
Well, we had some attorneys on to discuss that topic, and with the way it's set up now, that goes forward, are we going to have to build more jails in North Dakota? An already stressed system is going to be stressed even further.
What else we got? How about this IRS deal? Inspector General saying the IRS targeted conservative groups that criticize government. Is that not chilling?
You know how in detail they were looking? They wanted to know, they wanted a record of what people's comments were on Facebook pages. That's how in-depth that audit was going.
Does that not give you some chills?
That frightens the heck out of me. From a citizen's standpoint, knowing that any agency in the government has that much power.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Without question. That one is one that's a bit chilling. We'll talk a little bit about that today. By the way, Michelle Bachmann, you know Michelle Bachmann, right?
Mm-hmm.
Congresswoman from Minnesota. She says that the reason we know about the IRS bombshell was because of Benghazi. Sort of, you know...
So the two are actually linked,
well,
is what she's claiming.
I think what she's saying is the IRS bombshell is designed to divert our attention from a much, much bigger situation in with the
somewhat of an end around.
Yeah. It's sort of like a Wizard of the Oz thing, you know, kind of behind the
curtain.
What's
behind the curtain?
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. All right, we're at, you found out what's on our mind. We'll find out what's on yours when we come back. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550 from Bismarck. Big $20 million expansion, creating an innovation, testing, and technology facility. Senators Heitkamp, Senators Hovind, and more. Come on.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.